Now, we just got finished dashing the word kol, that for tarugas chametz, there's also allowed. So by the parasha of chametz, also we should say hetem tzaraf liyisur. So why doesn't Ziri also say chametz of Pesach? Like Rashi says, afilu chametz nami, do amrinon al eruvei balav. We just got finished saying before that Reb Lezer dashes the word kol oichol machmetzes to say that a tarugas of chametz, if you have a little bit chametz mixed into something else, there's a lot of eat it. That's hetem stav yisur. It doesn't say like you have a little bit, like a kezias of your bread fell into the soup, and it got dissolved there. So they say now, if you eat one kezias now worth of this soup, you get malchus. Now by eating one kezias of the soup, you shouldn't get malchus. How much yisur are you eating? A little bit of the yisur. The kezias is made up from the bread and from the soup. Still, we said according to Reb Lezer, you get malchus. So here you see, by chametz also we say this cloud of hetem tzaraf liyisur. So if Ziri goes according to Reb Lezer, that dashes the word kol, by chametz it should also be that way. Chametz also we should dash in the word kol to say that hetem tzaraf liyisur. Tomorrow says it's not true. According to Ziri, it's true. Chametz also is included in this cloud that even a little bit chametz for a shiur to the chayiv malchus. Tomorrow ain hachanan, it's not true. Of alav lafukim adavayim. The reason why Ziri just says sor, he wants to tell us a chiddush, not like Abaye says. The Yomer Abaye says like this: the answer is, if you take less than a kezias worth of sor by itself and put it on the mizbeach, shita you'll be chayy for that. You don't need hetem tzaraf liyisur, because Abaye shita is for haktorah, something you burn on the mizbeach. Even pochus mikezias is called haktorah. So Torah says you're not allowed to burn sor. So now what's called haktorah? According to Abaye, even a mashir was called haktorah. So pshita, if you put a little bit sor on the mizbeach, you'll be chayiv. So Ziri wants to say, no, we don't hold like Abayim. If you're going to take a little bit sor by itself and put it on the mizbeach, you'll be potter. You wouldn't be chayiv. Now, when are you chayiv? Only if you have a kezias. But even though the kezias is made up from two things, from a little bit sor, sourdough, and a little bit regular dough, still you're chayiv. Why? Because you say, hetem tzaraf liyisur. That's what Ziri wants to tell us. That by sor, you also have to come on to hetem tzaraf liyisur. Not like Abaye learns all over that haktorah, burning something on the mizbeach, even the smallest amount is called a burning. And therefore, the Torah says, don't burn sor. Sor, you can't burn even a little amount. No. We hold a haktorah has to be at least a kezias. Therefore, there's a chiddush of Zakziri that by sor, the Torah says, kichol, that even a tarubis, even a hetem tzaraf liyisur, also yichayiv. The Mar Yosef Rav Dimi. Rav Dimi was sitting, and he said over that Rav Yavua said over the name of Rav Yochanan. He said it over. Omalei Abaye, Abaye said back to him, so Omalei Abaye le Rav Dimi, the holy Furin Shabbatorah ain't hetem tzaraf liyisur. Like, are you Rav Avua, are you right? You said that all over, you don't say this for hetem tzaraf liyisur. Only by Nazir. Is that true? I'll bring you right. Other Yisurim also we say, the klal is heter mitzaraf liyisur. You can include some heter to the yisur to give it a shir. What's the raya of Yosanan? We learned by truma like this. Hamakfer. If you have like a thick soup. Hamakfer, Rashi says, that's tavshul kofui, a thick type of a tavshul. The yav is very thick, shel truma. So going daisa. You have like farina. You have a thick cereal, that the cereal came from truma. Wheat, that was truma. Now, v'hashum v'hashomen, now inside this type of a cereal, you put inside a garlic and you put inside the oil to give it a flavoring. Now this flavoring is chulin, it's not truma. That was the maisa. So hamakfe shel truma. The soup itself with the cereal itself was made out of truma. The hashum, the garlic, the hashemen, and the oil shel chulin. Now, Tfuyon, somebody was telling me, went to the mikveh that day, and he touched it. The halacha is, when he touches truma, he makes it psul, he makes it a shlishi. If a Tfuyon touched a part of this cereal, it's posel as kula. The whole thing becomes, comes the tummy. Why? Because even the chulnika part, it's only a meat, a small amount, it's vata to the truma. So we look as if the whole thing here is truma, and the halacha is, if a Tfuyon touches truma, he makes it a shlishi. What about the opposite way? Hamak fel shechulun. If the cereal was made out of chulun, it was regular wheat. You already took off truma semaisus. It's regular wheat. V'hashum v'hashem shel truma. Just a small amount of spices you put into this cereal, that was made out of truma. Now, v'nogat fuyan de miktosin. or Tful Yom, somebody that was Tomei went to the mikveh already, but when he touches Trumei, he passes it, he touched a part of this soup now, this part of the cereal, is like Posel al Mokem Ago. We say, what's Posel, what becomes Tomei? Only the place that he touched, but the rest of the cereal is Tor. El Mokem Ago Buvad, only this one place. Now we have a kasha, why is that true? Even this place that this full yam touched, why is that possible? We're talking about now, the ikur here is cereal, that's chulin. Chulin, if it's full yam touches chulin, he's not metama chulin. Chulin doesn't become a shlishi. Chulin only becomes a rishon or a sheni, not a shlishi. A full yam can't be metama chulin. So here, if the tful yam touched the cereal, why do we say even the place that it touches tamei? Lechura, what are we afraid? Maybe that place is truma. But since it's only a miyat, a little bit, it should be bata b'rayv. That's the way Rashi learns. That this little bit truma should be bata b'rayv like it's not here. Taisus od mefarshim yet takashin Rashi. Lechura, if you have a piece of garlic there, or oil there, that's like then, that shouldn't be bata. So if you could see it, something you could see is never bata. Like, take it out of there. So Taisus learns the pshat is, that this little bit garlic here is less than a reviz. And Tosfos Shita is that it can't be mekabel tumah. Oichel is only receives tumah if it's a shear of a reviz. There the question is, the tful yom touches it. So even the part that he touched, even if you're afraid that maybe he touched the garlic itself, but that garlic is less than a reviz. It can't be mekabel tumah. So that's the kasha. Why is that place tummy? Now, v'yomah Rabba Bar Bachona, he gave a terence. Rabba Bar Bachona said the reason is, my Tom, why are we so machim here to say that we should be afraid that Tful Yom touched a part of the garlic and that plot is tummy? Hoyel v'zar loika leim b'kazayis. Because if a zar, not a kohen, if a zar, regular Yisrael, goes and eats a kazayis of this cereal now, he'll get malchus. Now the kasher is, why should he get malchus? We're talking about now the cereal is chulin. What's truma here? Only the small amount of garlic inside there and the spice and the oil. Now, even if he eats the kazayas of this cereal, what is he eating? True, there's a little bit shemen there, a little bit oil of truma, but that's not a kazayas worth. The kazayas is zichud made up from, most of it is cereal, and just a little bit is the garlic or the shemen. And still, Rabbi Babakhana said, you get malchus. So, for tzuraya, by truma also, he said, is hetem etzar for yisrim. That's why he says, you get malchus. If a zar of a regular Yisrael would take a kazayas out of this cereal, he would get malchus. Why? He's not eating the kazayas of truma. So you have to say he holds hetem etzar for yisrim, even by truma. This is going to be the kashon erbavua. Why do you say only by nazir, you say the chiddush? Here we say even by truma, you say the chiddush. Now, the Gemara says, now, hechi dami, what are we talking about? What was your chiddush that if a zar eats a kazayas here, he gets malchus? Why? Hechi dami. Lav mishum the hetem etzar for yisrim. You have to tell me, even though he's only eating a little bit of the garlic or the shemen of truma, but since he's eating a kazayas of the whole thing, and there's heter and yisr, you get malchus for that. So you see, clearly, you don't always have to eat a shear or kazayas of the yisr. It's enough of you have a little bit yisr here. So the Torah says a little bit is not called an achila. You're not chayiv malchus lest you eat a kazayas, so good. Take some heter with it also, and now it's called you eating here. What are you eating? Heter and Isser. But once you're eating the Isser, that's where you get Malchus. So Sarai, even by Shroom, also you get Malchus. Samara says, no, maybe there's no Rai from here. It wouldn't be a Kashan or Bahua. My Kizayas, what are we talking about here? The Ika Kizayas Tachtei Achilus Pras. I'll tell you what we're talking about. There's a Kizayas of Truma here that's mixed up into the because Pras means a half of a loaf of bread, which is usually Rashi Shitru, that's the size of four eggs. Now that's the Shear always to say it's called one Achila. That's called, always called, Achila v'chei Achil's Pras. The Moshe Pesach by night, the matzah. You have to eat a kazayas matzah. How long of a period of time do you have a right to eat this one kazayas? To say it's called one Achila, you eat a kazayas? The klal is b'chei Achil's Pras. If you eat it, some should say that's 3 minutes. If you eat it within 3 minutes, that's called one Achila. That's called, as long as it takes you to eat a half a loaf of bread, the size of four eggs, that's called one Achila. Here also, if in the four eggs worth of this cereal, if in the size of this cereal, 4 eggs worth of the cereal, there's a kezayis issa, the kezayis of truma, then you'll be chayiv. Because that's the shear, it's not bottle. If you have a kezayis of the issa mixed into only size of 4 eggs, so when you eat all these 4 eggs now, that's the shear to make it like one achila, lamais you ate a kezayis of the issa. So that's why you chayiv here. We don't say hetem staff liyisur. You chayim because you ate here taka, or if a zar would eat a kezayis of the shruma, he'll be chayim feeding the kezayis. Either the kezayis is mixed into the cereal. The Torah says 3 minutes worth of eating this cereal, he'll eat a kezayis of the truma. That's why he gets malchus. But not because hetem staff liyisur. That's called kezayis bechtei achilus pras. Freddy Gemarum. Is that true? What are you saying? Is that a svara in the Yeraisa? That whenever you have the size of a kezayis of Isser that gets mixed up into another mixture, even though the other mixture is rove, there's more heter here. But since you have the shear of a kezayis in the size of a chilz pras of 4 eggs, you want to tell me it's not bottled, and if you eat it, you're over a malchus? Omalayin? He answered back, yes, that's taka true. That's taka halacha. That that's always the shear. If you have a kezayis iser falling into kedei achilas pras, we say it's not bottle, and if you eat the whole pras now, you chayiv malchus. If that's true, amai pligi rabbonu le de Rebbe Elazar bekuta chabavli. If that's true, whenever you have a kezayis of the iser mixed into achilas pras, we say it's not bottle midiraisa. So we have a question now. Why do the rabbonim argue on our mishnah, argue on Rebbe Elazar? Like we said, our Mishnah says, kuta chabavli, there's a lav if you eat it. What was kuta chabavli? We said there's bread mixed into milk whey, the milk water, and mixed into salt. So it's mixed up together. Now you have a kezayis of the chometz there, which is mixed into the milk. So we have Mishnah, we said before, our Mishnah goes according to Rebbe Elazar, that holds tarubas chometz yichayiv. But according to Rabbanan though, if you eat the kuta chabavli, you're potter. Is the question, why you're potter? Since there's for sure a kezayis of the chometz itself, in this mixture of the kutach, you're telling me that's tzita midiraisa. Anytime you have the shear of a kezayis here, it's not bottled. So how could the rabbanon argue by kutach abavli and say you're potter if you eat it? Anyway, it's a kasha here. Elo mai, what do you want to tell me? Mishum nehetem istam liyisur. What do you want to tell me? Why did Rabbi Varchana say that if a zar eats this truma, he gets malchus? The other reason is because hetem istam liyisur. If that's the svara, then safe. My polig rabbon led Rebbe Elazar b'kutach habavli. Then it's also a kasha. If you're telling me now that by shari surim, you're telling me also you say hetem mitzaraf liyisur, and that's why by truma a zar eats it is chayiv. So why is kutach habavli potter according to rabbonim? But this is a kasha anyway. Why the rabbonim hold? We said our mishnah says kutach habavli is also only goes according to Rebbe Elazar. That he holds the tarubas chometz is chayiv. Even if you have a little bit chometz that gets mixed into a lot, it's not bottle. That's Rebbe Elazar Shita. According to the Rabbanan, though, we say it's bottle. The question is, why is it bottle? In Kutach HaBavli, for sure you had a kezayis there, for Terech Achilas Pras. Because in the measurements of 4 eggs worth of the Kutach, there was a kezayis of bread there. So you're telling me that Midiraisa is not bottle all over. So why did the Rabbanan say a potter? So Murray answers like this, Elahanek LeKutach HaBavli, leave it alone. The less for kezayis for Terech Achilas Pras. It's not true what you're saying. You never eat a kezayis of the kutach habavli in 3 minutes. In 3 minutes of eating this, you don't eat a kezayis of bread. Why not? It's like this. If you eat this dish the way it is by itself, the kesara for kocholei, botla dait leit kolodim. It's a very strong dish. It's very bitter, but it's very strong. Nobody eats it that way. It's like botla dait. It's not called an achila, Rashi says. That's called like shloika derech achila. Nobody eats the strong dish by itself. So if you're going to swallow it down, even though by swallowing down the whole thing, you would eat a kezayis of bread there in the achilas pras, but that will be potter anyway, because nobody eats this. But how is the real way to eat it? Vi meshata kashota viochale, elamai, the real way to do it is just dipping your bread in there. You're dipping your meat into it. It's like a strong dish that you just use to dip in other things into it. So you eat it very slowly, or vazoi, a viochal, less by kezayis of the achilas pras. If you just use like to dip into, so how much are you eating? Mama's a little drop of it. Like every minute you take a little bit drop. So within 3 minutes, you don't even need a kezayis for the achilas pras. So that's why the rabbanon argue by kutach habavli. The kids are by kutach habavli, when you eat it, you're eating mamish very, very little bread. The bread that's in there, you take only a drop out of it anyway. And this little drop, you have mamish a drop of bread. So even if you tell me you could eat a kezayis here, but in the one kezayis you eat, there's no bread. So that's why it's good why the Rabbanan say a potter. What's pshat in Rebbe Elazar? Rebbe Elazar, Rashi before said, we dash in the word kol that says even a tarubas chometz. What does a tarubas chometz mean? Hetem etzaraf liyisur, like the top Rashi said. That according to Rebbe Elazar, we hold by chometz, hetem etzaraf liyisur. That's the new chiddush. Even if a little bit chometz got mixed into a lot of heter. If you take a little, if you eat a kezayis now of this, you get malchus according to Reb Lezer. Because we say the heter is mitzarif to the yisur. But that's only according to Reb Lezer. So Rabbanan don't hold this small. Rabbanan hold, you don't say heter mitzarif to yisur. I, kezayis de achilus pras, you do not have the kezayis of yisur, but de achilus pras by kutech abavli. Because it's too strong to drink it. And the same thing as the rest of the things in Mishnah. The zeisim amitzri, the other things also, you have to say are too strong, they don't drink it the way it is. Hey, Sheikhir Amode, Chaymet Sadami also, these are strong type of drinks that you don't drink a gazayas of it, but they are chios pras. So therefore, it's good. Right. Fred the Gemara. Kazayas, Fred the Gemara, Eisvei, you have a kasha now. So now we're coming on that whenever you have the kazayas of the Yisr and mixed in into four eggs, that if you eat four eggs worth here, you're eating a gezayis of Isser, you're over midiraisa. That's a smoris, not bottom, and you get malchus for it. It's also midiraisa. But then I have a kasher on you. It'll look like this. Shtei kederis, you have two pots. Achas shel chulin, one has wheat of chulin. V'yachas shel truma, one is shel truma. Ulefneim, in front of them, shtei meduchas, there are two grinders there, chopsticks there. Achas shel chulin, and one grinder you had chulin, the tavlin, spices. V'yachas shel truma. And the other, a chopper, had truma in there. But noflu elu techelu. One pot fell into one chopper, and the other pot fell into the other chopper. And what's the halacha now? Is mutarin. You should know the original chopper that had the chulin is still mutter. Or the pot that had the chulin is mutter. Why? Because we say, Shani Yoyma, I have a right to say, truma letech truma noflu. The pot that had the truma fell into the maducha, into the chopper that also had the truma there. The chulin to chulin noflu, and the pot that has the chulin fell into the chopper that has the chulin. That's what I have a right to say. Now, what kind of svar is this? Why in the world should I say this? We don't know which one fell into which. You have two things there; they fell into front of two things. It could have been the opposite way. So, part of the svar is that midiraisa out of its bottle braver anyway. Midiraisa, there's no shilas. It's only shilas. The rabbonins, so the rabbonins, we say that's gola kula. But nothing more though. The yam, but this you're going to tell me now, kizayis. No, midiraisa is not bottle, v'roiv. Midiraisa, if you have the kezayis of the Yisr, in amount of four beitzim, that when you eat the amount of four eggs worth of it, you can eat a kezayis of the Yisr, that's not bottle midiraisa, then it's a kashir. Amai amrinan, shani yomer, truma tef truma naflu. Why do I have a right to say that the truma fell into the truma, and the chulin fell into the chulin, and therefore we're gonna let a regular Yisrael eat the chulin? Why is a shalom from the Yisr midiraisa here? If it has a kezayis with erechil's pras, it should be a shalom from nisa deraisa. Elamayat saraya, that kezayis is not midiraisa. Kumar says, no, here there's no raya. Omalei hanach l'truma tavlin derabon. Here we're talking about tavlin. Tavlin is not from dog and tirish v'yitzern. It's not chayiv midiraisa and truma semaitzvis. Therefore, it's only a chayiv midirabonin, and in the rabonin stack is true, we say shani yoimer. Because midiraisa, the only chayiv truma, the five types of dogan, of grain, and then tirish v'yitzern. Grapes and olives, those are the only things midiraisa that's chayiv in truma. That's what we give truma to maisa from peris and from fruit and from vegetables, that's only midirabonin. So about the chiv is only midirabonin here, therefore I say shani yoimer. Saints, we have another kasha. Shtei kupois, there are two kupois, two baskets. Achas shel chulin, the achas shel truma. One was full of chulin, one was full of truma. Ulefneim beisoim, in front of it you have two saws, two measurements. Also, achas shel chulin, the achas shel truma. V'nochlu elu tach elu, and one fell into the other, and also one fell into the other, is mutarim. Again, I say that the original one that's truma is still truma, and the one original was chulin still remains chulin. Why shani yomer? I say chulin l'tach chulin nochlu, the chulin fell into the chulin, or truma l'tach truma nochlu. The same thing. Now here we're talking about wheat already. This is talking about tfua. The word tfua is, you're right, the Rashi says kupas, the last Rashi. Kupas, gedolas, big baskets, or betoichin dogan. Inside there was wheat there. There be truma deraisa. That's mamash me deraisa in the chuyah to give off trumas. There you see, even on the deraisatic iser, even though you have the iser that fell over, and there is the kezayis of the iser, betoich, achilas pras, still we makeo. We say, we have a right to be tolly, that the truma fell into the truma one, and the chulin fell into the chulin one. Aye, why? There's an issa deraisa here. Omalei, you answer back again, no. Here it's talking about bezmanazir. Omalei, hanech le truma bezmanazir. This case is talking about truma bezmanazir after the churban abayis. The rabbonin. that this man the Yama holds that when the base mitzvah was chorev, there's no more chiyuv midrashim to give truma. Therefore, it's only midrabbanim this man is there. So again, since the truma is only an issur midrabbanim, we say this type of a kula to say that when the two baskets fell into two things in front of them, we have a right to be told, and we'll say that the chulin fell into the chulin, and the truma fell into the truma, therefore the one that was chulin up until now still remains chulin, and you will not eat it. Here. Yeah. Gemara. Fahai, we have a kashna again on Rebbe Avuah. Fahai mishras lohaku the yosa, is it true? Like Rebbe Avuah said on the name of Rebbe Yechanin, that when the pasuk says by nozir, mishras is coming to tell us that even a heter is mitzvah yisur. Even if you have a chatzi zayis worth of the wine and a chatzi zayis worth of the bread together, another gets malchus. Is it true that we use the pasuk for that chiddush? We need that chiddush for another drasha. We learn it like this: mishras. The pasuk says by mishras by nozir. We learn out a chiddush.